This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis. So just remember what we're doing on the top of the Amid. So we were talking about a case of Gzeiras Otsar, which was that you have bundles of things that are kosher for schach. You had bundles of wood, bundles of straw. These are all things that are kosher for schach. But when they're tied up, we say that they're pasul because you might leave them up there for the sake of drying them out, which is not for the sake of them being a roof. You want not what's underneath them to receive shade, but you wanted them to dry out in the sun. And then if you did that, and then you didn't think about it, and then sukkahs comes along, you're like, hey, I have a ready-made sukkah over here. Fantastic. So that would be a problem of tasav lo mana asui. So it's a gzeira that could lead to it being tasav lo mana asui, as opposed to if we had chotid begadish, if you just dig out from a haystack, that is an actual problem of tasav lo mana asui. So the Gemara just pointed out, I'll just reread what we did on the top of Amud Beis. So we said, we said that when it's said in the Mishnah, Ein Mesachkin, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't make them into Schach because of Gzeiras Otzer, that's saying if you did do it, Min HaTorah, it's good, meaning it's true you could come to violate a Din D'Oraisa of having it be Tasav Lo Mana Asui, and now it's not a good Schach. But most of the time, you're gonna put it up there for the sake of it being schach, and the fact that it's tied together doesn't ruin it. It's still considered a good schach, and therefore min haTorah it's still good. Hasam dekatani ain't a sukkah. When it comes to chotid begadish, the Mishnah says it's not even a sukkah. So that's afilu d'yeved. Even b'd'yeved is not a good sukkah mid'oraisa. And I mean a sukkah. That's telling you that it's not a sukkah on a Torah level. Meaning it's not a gzera that it will come to not be a good sukkah in under certain circumstances. In most circumstances, it's not a good sukkah. And therefore, that's the difference between the Gzeiras Otzer case in our Mishnah and the case of Chotid Begadish, which we say is because of Tasav Lo Mana Asui. Okay, now we're going on to a couple of new cases. Amarav Yehuda Amarav. Rav Yehuda Amarav says the following. Sikcha Bechitzin Zacharim Ksheira Benikevos Psula. So what they were talking about here is you have an arrow that's made in two parts. So you have the tip of the arrow, which is the pointy part, I guess, and then you have, that's the metal part, let's say, and then you have the main part of the arrow, the body of the arrow, which is the long thin part. So that part is called the zachar. Now, why is it called the zachar? Because the way they would put the arrow together is they would take the handle of the arrow, the long thin part of the arrow, and they would put it into the pointy part of the arrow. That part is called the nekeva. So the part that is the zachar is basically just a straight line, and that does not have what we call in halacha a base kibul. That doesn't have an area that can receive anything that you can put something inside of, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. So we said before, schach is not supposed to be able to be makabel tumah. So the zachar part of the arrow is not able to be makabel tumah. And the nekeva part of the arrow does have a hole in it, and therefore it's able to be makabel tumah. It does have a place to receive something. You could pour water in there. You could keep something inside of it if you want to. In the case of the arrow, you put it together to form an arrow. But it has a base kibul, so therefore it is makabel tumah. So that is what the Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Again, sikcha b'chitzin, if you used arrows for schach, zacharim ksheira, if you just use the zachar parts, that it's kosher. Nekeva is psula, and if you use the nekeva parts, it's pasul. So the Gemara, zacharim ksheira, if you just use zacharim, it's kosher. Pshita, of course. Why would it? It's just a stick. Same thing as using another stick, any kind of stick for schach. So mahu detema, I would have thought, the nigzar zacharim atu nekevos, maybe they're going to make a gzera derabanan that if you're going to use this half of the arrow, you might come to use the other half of the arrow, which is pasul. So kamash malan that there is no such gzera, and you're allowed to use the parts of the arrow that are not makabel tumah. Okay. And then for the second half of the statement, benekevas psula, the fact that if you use the nekeva part, that's pasul, pshita, that's also obvious, meaning of course it's pasul, it's makabel tumah. So mahu detema, no. This is called a base kibul ha'asui l'malos, meaning most things that have a base, let's say, just take the ultimate example, you have a bowl or a cup. So those things have, in halacha, a base kibul, and that's when you have certain kalim that are made out of wood or they're made out of anything non-metal, it has a base kibul, so that is what makes it able to become tameh. And therefore, obviously it's able to makabel toma, and you can't use it as schach. Here it's different, meaning it's part of an arrow. It's a unit that's meant to be kept together. So it's a base kibul. It has an area that can receive, but it is meant to be filled in at all times, meaning an arrow in two parts is pretty useless. That's just the way they make it before they put it together. So the fact that this half of the arrow has a base kibul shouldn't necessarily be relevant, because it's asui, it's made lima'os, to be filled in, and therefore it shouldn't be makabel tuma. So I would have thought ma'u detema base kibul asui lima'os lo shmei kibul, that's not called a base kibul, and this item is not makabel tuma kamash malan. Therefore, Rav comes along and teaches you that it is makabel tuma, and that is considered a problem. Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabba Barchana says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Sikha ba'anitze pishtan psula. So if you used anitze pishtan as schach, that is pasul. We'll have to discuss what that means in a second. Behutzne pishtan kshera. And if it used hutzne pishtan, that is kosher. Behushne pishtan eni yodea mahu. And the third case, hushne pishtan, I don't know what that is. Hushne Atzman and the Hushne themselves, any Odea, I don't know. So what's going on over here? Okay, so let's take a look in Rashi. So Rashi, Sikha Anitze Pishtan, Shekain Ru'uya Litame Benegoim. So Anitze Pishtan can become Tame with Tsaras, meaning these are bundles of flax that are already bleached, and they are able to, right? So if you look in Rashi, it continues, he learns from Gemara and Shabbos, ha'onetz shel pishtan, mishishil yislabenu, sorry, la'achar shetiknu b'masrik, shekorin tsrivish, va'asan onetz shekorin rishta. So you took these bundles of flax and you combed them out and you bleached them, and now they're able to become tame because they can technically get tsaras. You know, we said one of the types of tsaras is when you get it for the beged. So this is worthy of tsaras at that point. What about chutzne pishtan? So he says, shamati mer b'yochanan ksheira. I heard from b'yochanan, those are kosher. Dahainu kishuhu b'chutzin shalok, kamosha gadol. It's in the bundles the way it grew. It has the various, hutzin would be like, not thorns, but it has like all of the fibers that are still together, not combed out properly. Velo nashra b'meha mishra. It was not soaked in the water, but that's what they did with flax, is they first soaked it in water. Velo nofet machteshes. They didn't comb it out properly. So they didn't do any of the treatments that they usually do. So that's in its raw form. That's not makabel tuma. That's not able to receive tsaras. Hushne pishtan eni odea. Right? And what about hushne is in this middle state? He says, I don't know if it's kosher or pasul. And then the next Rashi, hushne atzman eni odea. Right, my kari Rabbi Yochanan Hushne says, I'm not sure what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said Hushne. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara, read it again inside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sikha banitze pishtan, if used bundles of combed out and bleached and, you know, washed flax, so then psula, that is possible because those are able to makabel tuma. But hutzne pishtan, if he uses just the raw bundles of flax which weren't combed out and they weren't bleached and they weren't washed out and soaked, so that's kosher because that's not able to makabel tuma. But hushne pishtan any odeh. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't know what the din is for this flax that's in this middle state. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what he means by that word, meaning I don't know what the state is. Not only do I not know the halacha, but I don't know what the metzias is in terms of what he's referring to. So Gemara says, manafshach, either way, idayik velo nafitz, hushne karile, avol tre velo dayik hutzne karile. So he's saying that if it's in the state of hushne, it's called hushne. If it's in the state of hutzne, it's called hutzne. So odilma tre velo dayik nami hushne karile. Right, so it's tari velodayik. So it's the same thing, meaning it's either in one state or the other. I'm not really sure what he's referring to over here. So Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, Hani shushe vishvatsre or shvutsre mesachkin bahu. So you can use these shushe and these shvutsre. So what are these things? Talking about different types of vegetables, right? So you're allowed to use them. And they're allowed to use them as schach. So Abaye Amar b'shushe misachkin b'shvutzrei lo misachkin. right? So he says one type of the vegetable you can use, and one type of them you're not allowed to use. So what is the difference? So Rashi says we're talking about one type is mekabel tumah, because it's not eaten by people, and the other one is mekabel tumah because it is eaten by people. So we're going to see my taima, what is the reason? So we already gave a little bit of a foreshadow what the reason is going to be. We'll deal with that, Mirtz Hashem, on the next Amud.